Next is a progress note for John Kreps, C-R-E-P-S, John, J-O-H-N. Place was the Pines of Lapeer, assisted living. Date was January 17th, 2022. Two paragraphs. Mr. Kreps was seen regarding hypertension, dementia, prostatic hypertrophy, and the past history of stroke. Do paragraph history. Mr. Kreps walks around, but his speech is very mumbly and difficult to assess, and he does have word-finding problems, period. There's evidence of aphasia, period. He had a stroke about 40 years ago resulting in aphasia. That improved, but then it's worse than recent years again as his dementia progressed, period. Last is he could not do math or calculations, period. New paragraph. He was not somnolent when seen, but was up and about, period. He is less agitated and less resistant lately, period. However, there are periods recently where he was a bit restless, period. He's on Seroquel, and it recently was changed to 25 milligrams one tablet in the morning as needed, and one tablet at 5 p.m., which is earlier, because he does typically sundown in the early evening, period. He also has Xanax available as needed, period. New paragraph. He has prostatic hypertrophy, but lately his stream has been doing okay, period. He's on Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams twice a day, period. His hypertension is currently controlled with amlodipine. There's no headache or any chest pain or cardiac symptoms. His appetite has decreased lately, period. It's noted that he had COVID about a week ago, but the most recent test was negative, so he's COVID-free, period. He did lose a little bit of weight, and he sometimes is needed to be fed, period. Paragraph review of systems, negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, fever, dysuria, and denied visual problems. He does have hearing impairment. In paragraph past history, stroke, dementia, prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension, depression. New paragraph, family history, father died at 74 of stroke, mother died at 93 of natural causes, his siblings are alive and healthy. New paragraph, social history, no recent smoking. No, change. He has been a smoker recently. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 116 over 76. Pulse 96. Respiratory rate 14. Head and neck. Under the remarkable pupil leak on reactive light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing is diminished, neck supple, no nodes, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal as well as two, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft, non tenor organomegaly, he was out at the time and place, and there's some aphasia. Musculoskeletal, there's no acute joint inflammation or infusion, no cyanosis. Skin was intact or was dry without major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment of plan 1. So Krebs has dementia with agitation. Alkaline the donepezil, 10 milligrams daily. And then Seroquel, 25 milligrams in the morning and 25 milligrams at 5 p.m. period. This may be taking the edge off at period. Two is prostatic hypertrophy, and alkaline Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily. Three, he has hypertension, controlled in alkaline amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Six, he has depression and insomnia, alkaline at bortezomib, 15 milligrams nightly, plus melatonin, 10 milligrams daily, period. He had recently been started on Depakote sprinkles, 125 milligrams, two of those capsules twice a day, or three times a day for mood, period. He's also on some Talipram for depression and Meclizine if needed for vertigo, period. I'll give you the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.